All right, so Juneteenth, Juneteenth and I go way back. I've talked about it on this program before. I was the original lawmaker that introduced the resolution in the Iowa legislature recognizing Juneteenth. That was an honor, and we've come a long way since then. It was considered radical back then to do such a thing. Now it's a national holiday, although some people aren't that into it. Take President Trump, for example. On Juneteenth this year, Trump complained that, quote, there were too many non-working holidays and said, quote, it is costing our country billions of dollars to keep all these businesses closed. Okay, so, you know, interesting that he saved that comment for Juneteenth and not Memorial Day or Easter Sunday or, you know, President's Day. I mean, yeah. Fascinating timing, Mr. President. And also, you know, regarding businesses being closed, most retailers remain open on Juneteenth. Okay, sure, federal workers, they get a holiday, they get a day off. I get that. But to say that businesses are closed, factually incorrect. Again, truth versus lies. That, Mr. President, is a lie. You know, and I think we're seeing the real Donald Trump here. You know, he doesn't see any value in the holiday. Ending slavery, no, not that big a deal. You know, and I'm sure he knows that 83% of black voters voted for Kamala Harris. That's the biggest demographic block that went against him was black voters. You know, and he's a vengeful guy. I mean, he's not very subtle about that either. He's called himself your revenge to his supporters, you know. Yeah, he's not going to, I don't think he's going to do or say anything that's going to be helpful to a constituency that he disdains because they voted against him more strongly than any other constituency. You know, and in the past, interestingly, in the past, Trump had some decent things to say about Juneteenth. In 2017, he referenced the, quote, soulful festivities and emotional rejoicing that swept through Galveston when a major general delivered the news that enslaved people were free. I'm pretty sure he didn't write that. I'm also pretty sure he didn't write what he said in 2018. Quote, together we honor the unbreakable spirit and countless contributions of generations of African Americans. And in 2019, he said, across our country, the contributions of African Americans continue to enrich every facet of American life. And in 2020, June reminds us of both the unimaginable injustice of slavery and the incomparable joy that must have attended emancipation. Okay, so I am really sure. Again, I can't prove it. I bet he wrote none of that. The smart money says that what he wrote was what he said this year. There's too many holidays. What's the big deal? And why are all these businesses closing? You know, again, back to truth versus lies. That's been a theme here. That's my opinion. Granted, you know, and Gary, you're welcome to disagree. That's fine. That's what the First Amendment is all about. We can disagree about these matters. It's interpretation. I think my interpretation is pretty spot on. You might disagree, and that's fine. But let's not disagree about facts, okay? And back to the previous conversation, what's happening in Gaza is factually immoral. That must end.